This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, oy vey, where do we begin on protecting children in this culture that has sold them up the pharmaceutical river? Yes, more information coming through on the mandates, the vaccine mandates out of California, some opposition that's happening. Also interesting pockets of resistance in the states in certain areas. Primarily, interestingly enough, among the GOP, not that I'm saying the party itself has become anti-vaccination or real totally pro-freedom, but they have exhibited more embrace of freedom than the Democrats on this issue when we talk about medical freedom. You know, the Democrats want to be free to do all kinds of horrible things to children. I'm just going to say it, even before they're born. As opposed to some on the Republican side say, hey, wait a minute, there's a role for the moms and dads and families to play well before government should intervene. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not shying from controversy today as we get out of the gate fast here. RobertScottBell.com, show notes, 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355. Very excited. We've got breaking news from Stuart Tomk later in the program on CBD. He wouldn't even tell me what it is. I like being surprised. It's okay to be surprised, even on your own show. It's not bad. That's the spontaneity of live radio, which is what we do here on GCN and National News Radio 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So let's start in Rhode Island, shall we? And then we'll go to Oakland, California. In Rhode Island, there's some GOP lawmakers there are asking the schools to oppose the HPV mandate. Remember? Supposedly a sexually transmitted virus. You're not going to get it from airborne. No one's going to sneeze on you and you're going to get it. And they want, you know, middle schoolers to all get this HPV shot, whether it be Gardasil or Cervarix. And we have covered ad infinitum, I guess you could say that too, but ad nauseum is what I was looking for. The issue of the dangers of this vaccine, also the absolute fallacy that it would prevent cervical cancer. Of course, not in a male who doesn't have a cervix, but then they try to stretch it and say, well, it can prevent throat cancer, right? Remember when Michael Douglas, the star of, what movies he's done, a lot of movies, said, oh, yes, it was certain things that I did with my wife. That's what he said. Was that targeted? Listen, I'm not going to go there, but let's just say this. The HPV vaccine does not prevent cervical cancer, and you won't find that out for another 20 to 25 years. Oh, wait, Robert, but they say that it can artificially stimulate antibody production against certain strains of HPV that were linked to cervical cancer. How are they linked? Let me go back through this one more time, just to show you the fallacy from the word go of this vaccine, among many others, but this one in particular that focuses on the human papillomavirus. They took scrapings, if you will, I'll just say it in an unscientific way. They took some samples of tissue from cervical cancer, right? Unknown cells from cervical cancer, okay? Cervical cancer cells and then some around the area. And they conducted what is known as polymerase chain reaction, PCR, a very high-tech test that takes unknown fragments of genetic material, as I said, unknown fragments of genetic material, and amplifies them Not hundreds of times, not thousands of times, not hundreds of thousands of times, not even millions of times, but hundreds of millions of times. In order to identify what they say is the cause of the cervical cancer that they indeterminately, indiscriminately, perhaps scraped some cells from. And then they say, aha, there's evidence now that HPV may have been here at some time in the past. There's fragments of genetic material that seems to indicate that HPV might once have been here, but there's no HPV found whatsoever. What does the HPV do? Just dissipate and disappear, and then 25, 30 years later, they say it's because of that, which, by the way, you overcame successfully the HPV infection. Right? If you have a fairly intact immune system, it doesn't even have to be optimum. If your immune system is intact at all, you're likely going to be able to neutralize, get under control, or in control the HPV without intervention, without drugs. Now, we are the one show that I know of, at least, that will talk about the utilization of homeopathic remedies, including nozodes like the human papillomavirus nozode. It's turned into homeopathy. We'll talk more about these kinds of things at the Homeoprophylaxis Weekend we've got coming up. Worldwide Choice in Dallas, Texas, October 2nd through 4th. And I hope you'll attend that. You can find the information linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But the HPV is cleared by your own immune system. There's also another method. We've talked about if a female is suspicious that HPV has been contracted, interacted with in some way, and you're concerned about HPV replicating on your cervix, you can drive bioactive silver hydrosol vaginally up to the cervix area, and you basically a couple of times a day. I'm not going to go into detail on how to do that at this moment, but within about a week to 10 days, there's no viable HPV. I mean, it's more rapid in its remediation, even though your immune system could do this over time. But even if you did none of that, the very fact that they claim HPV causes cancer based on a PCR test in, as scrapings from cervical cancer cells, it's a leap too far. But it's not a leap too far if your intent and goal is to profit handsomely off of another mandated vaccine because the CDC is bought by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, that can then recommend it into the childhood schedule, which then alleviates the manufacturer of that vaccine, whether it be Merck or GSK in this case, from any liability should their vaccine, and it does, injure, maim, or even kill the recipients of those vaccines. And the state boards of education that have signed on the state level to the state mandates because the federal government has pushed it forward and is going to tie it to money as they promote this idea that mandatory vaccination is the only way we can survive as a species. And you wonder why I have no faith in the governmental system as it stands today. It's bought lock, stock, and barrel junk science. Pseudoscientific attacks on the immune system via injection, including the HPV shot. And you got liberal elitist Democrats who like to trash GOP Republicans because they're basically apes and knuckle draggers because they provide a sane response to the overgrab, the overreach of government that mandates that all parents submit to the government and turn their children over to these needles of the vaccine industrial complex. This is where you get that false dichotomy that to some degree is real if you've bought into it. Where the leftists worship science, and darn those right side of the equationists who have religious beliefs that fall in opposition to the turning over of their children to government that has been bought by the pharmaceutical industry under a fascist medical dictatorship. And in this story, Representatives Justin Price and Robert Nardolillo in West Warwick, Coventry and West Warwick, and Little Compton school committees, evidently in Rhode Island, they're urging Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo to undo the Department of Health's change to the school vaccine regulations, saying that these kids must have the HPV shot. Am I making myself clear? The outrage that I feel, even though I'm sustaining, hopefully, a balanced delivery for you. I don't want to scare people away because I really want to yell and scream about this. The insanity that anybody, Democrat or Republican in this case, would just roll over and go, yep, the government is right in order for my kid to go to school. Now, in order for your kid to go to school, you have some problems in your mind too here, because you're turning your kids over to government. Yes, you are. Right, well, okay, you go to private school. That's true. You can homeschool. You can listen to me. Government indoctrination centers, public schools. You do not have control of the curriculum. It's been removed from you as these federal mandates have come on from on high to make the lowest common denominator possible, to teach people about the glory and wonders of government and the government pharmaceutical industrial connection. You shall not question the science coming from the NIH, the NCI, National Cancer Institute, all of these that are taking big pharma money, and then the regulators who enforce them or suggest that they be enforced, like the CDC, who never met a vaccine mandate it didn't like. And then in the Oakland School District, interestingly enough, this becomes sort of a racial divide, although it could be something that could bring us all together. Because of the activists, whether you're white, black, yellow, red, whatever level of pigment you have, saying, hey, like Brian Hooker has said, PhD, our good buddy, he's going to be with us at the National Health Freedom Conference. We are going to talk about, the strategies we have, conspiratorial strategies to restore health freedom to the land, to the world here. And we have Minister Keith Muhammad presenting in Oakland on this, acknowledging some of the things that Brian Hooker's done, who also presented at this meeting, and the things that he said, and the conclusions that he drew. And I just don't have time to play all of it, but I'm going to play the last one of him where he's saying, just end this stupid law. Give a listen.
Yeah. And so all I'm asking is that the Oakland School District act more responsibly.
Yeah, right.
And if we impose a vaccination that has harm in it, potentially, on our children, then what are we contributing to? And so this is a good time for us to stop and say to the state of California, just as San Francisco said when its mayor disagreed with a state law, or as other have said when they disagree with some of the implementations of law, sometimes we got to stop and say, stop. This is a stupid law.
Stop the stupid law. Now, it's a majority African-American district there in Oakland. I think 32% of the kids there going to school are African-American, and of course they're proportionally harmed by these vaccines, including MMR. And they're coming together and saying, enough, stop. What are they for? Nullification. 10th Amendment, localize the control of the school districts. Kick the feds out, kick the states out. The problem is the money flows from the feds. Well, from you to the feds back to the states back to the local school districts, and that is how they control it. And that is why you simply must withdraw consent and withdraw sending all of that economic viability, blood, sweat, and tears into this large federal, enlarged federal bureaucracy that is attacking and killing your kids. Be right back.
Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Scott Bell Show.
If you think you need an aspirin after my opening monologue diatribe on, I guess the body politic that is being vaccinated against your will, don't take it. Don't take the aspirin. It's right, like the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't take the aspirin. You think that this memo would have gone out a long time ago, Super Don? Don't take the aspirin. How many times have we covered steroidal and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and the danger that they pose to your health? And the fact that if aspirin were up for approval today under the guidelines that are currently in force of the FDA, it would be likely that aspirin would be denied when it went for an NDA, and they'd say, no, it's too dangerous. The drug is just too dangerous. Yet NBC News touting a story recommending that more aspirins should be taking Americans.
What?
I'm just waiting. I wanted to see if you were listening. That was good. All right, good. Super Don is present. That more Americans should be taking aspirin. It might as well be aspirins taking Americans because we're just all a bunch of drugs now, right?
You know what? Aspirin has had a history of taking Americans, hasn't it?
Taking Americans for a ride down to gastrointestinal bleeding, ulcerations, and worse. So they acknowledge, though, that there's debate about this. It's like, really? Debate? You mean the science isn't settled?
We ought to be like them. We should just say, there is no debate.
Right, there is no debate. Right. We do not allow debate on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The problem is, we usually come in after all the debate happened and then was shut down, and now nobody knows that there was opposition to anything. And we come back and point out those things historically and go, hey, did you miss that? You missed that memo about how dangerous that drug was? And then, of course, years later, what were we saying on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Oh,
They were right. It's just now the mainstream media says it, so now of course you're vindicated, you're validated. Well, we don't look to them for vindication or validation, but kudos to my humble and lovable Super Don, because he always makes sure to go, hey, look, Robert, you were right again. Not that I need the pat on the back,
you know,
for the inflated ego.
And you have to admit, it's been happening a lot lately.
More and more and more. Why do I even bother coming to work? Our job is done.
We'll just play the archives. It's all right. Current and relevant, right?
Yeah, it's all. You know, it's just a matter of now more people are open to hearing the message we've been sending out for years and years and years. The recommendations from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force are likely to be controversial because even low doses of aspirin can cause sometimes deadly internal bleeding, both in the stomach and intestines and in the brain. There you go. Let's approve that drug, FDA. That's why I'm saying, if you got a drug with side effects of bleeding, deadly bleeding, internal bleeding of the stomach, intestines, and the brain, how are you going to get that through? How are you going to get that through today? Well, no, it's been out for decades, so we'll just keep it and we'll put a warning on it, right? Now think about this. What do we use in the Robert Scott Bell Show household? If there is a need for what we would normally, in my upbringing, grabbed an aspirin for, because I was a pharmaceutically raised child. I was born a poor, pharmaceutically raised white child, I guess you could say. And
was that a Bill Clinton impression?
No, that was. I was just thinking of the jerk with Steve Martin? I was born a poor black child, but yeah. I couldn't make it work.
It kind of sounded like Bill Clinton there.
On short notice. I was born, okay, we may go there. But the aspirin thing, what would we reach for? We'd reach for aspirin. I mean, it was like from Bayer's baby aspirin, that orange-flavored stuff when I was a kid, to then the Tylenols of the world. And now, of course, they got ibuprofens and, you know, other things. Naproxens. All of them have untoward side effects that are direct effects that are just undesirable, and that's why they're listed as side effects. Now, I'll ask you, what do you choose instead of aspirin? Of course, Super Don's not going to go for a coffee enema. We know that. So what would I recommend for Super Don? Besides drinking extra water, how about a little white willow bark tincture? Have I ever mentioned white willow bark tincture?
Do I have to put that in my bottom?
No, you can actually put it in your top.
Okay, all right, okay.
Open up your mouth and drink it, right? That's what you can do. This tincture is basically herbal aspirin, white willow bark tincture. And there are other things in nature that can do this. But imagine, now I want you to imagine, if this herb, which can be sold as a diet and is sold as a dietary supplement with no claims, it doesn't claim to be a headache cure because they can't. I can tell you it can reverse a lot of those pains that you normally take an aspirin for, but they can't put it on the label. But imagine if white willow bark tincture caused uncontrollable, sometimes deadly internal bleeding in both the stomach, intestines, and the brain. You tell me, wouldn't there be congressional hearings? How did they allow this on the market? We need to have new laws. Stop these dangerous dietary supplements. But no outrage on aspirin. Where's Dick Durbin? The turban. He's got the pill bottles, the cotton from the pill bottle stuck in his ears because he doesn't want to hear it. ADHD in kids, is it going to mask autism, the diagnosis and the drugs, after this?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don is with me. We have, Stuart Tompkins going to join us. Breaking news on the CBD front. Very excited to hear about that next hour. RobertScottBell.com. The show notes are up. Thanks to Op-Ed, assistant producer. He can speak now. Hey, Op-Ed, you suggested that I want people to dump their aspirin down the sink, right? I'm just trying to figure out what's the best way to dispose of aspirin without harming the fish downstream. I'm just not sure. I don't think it can be used as a compost thing. I don't want to put it in the compost. Not that I have any, but anybody that has heard me talk about aspirin, you go, white willow bark, aspirin, yeah, I'm going to get the tincture. What do we do with all of those drugs? Because, you know, we're already, let's just be honest, we're pissing them on out if we're taking them, and they're ending up back in the water supply because they're not filtering them out at municipal water treatment facilities, so they're coming right back around. all of y'all who are opposed to birth control pills, you're on them. If you're drinking tap water and you're not really filtering the heck out of it, there's a problem there. So what are we going to do with all this aspirin, Op-Ed?
Put them on fireworks.
Oh, you got it. Raining down from the sky. Maybe send it back to China.
You blow up the aspirin?
Blow up the aspirin.
Or it blows you up, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah, earache, my aspirin, right? We always talk about kicking some aspirin. That's our nice way of saying what we sometimes don't say, unless I'm really feeling volatile, like an aspirin pill or something. Here's an interesting story, and this will affect the millennial generation. ADHD, you know, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They used to call that being a kid. Now it's, of course, anybody who's, you know, got a stray, you know, eye. I mean, how many times did I sit in the school and look out the window? Oh, wait, no, that's right. I went to prison for school. I was in a high school that had no windows. I couldn't look out the window. I had a daydream, use my own imagination as I got bored in school.
I was climbing out the window.
You're lucky you. You were playing hooky that way. I'm sure Ed was a good boy. He never did anything like that, right?
I got into my fair share of trouble.
Okay. But, yeah. Do reveal on another episode. We'll find out some more backstory of what drives off Ed.
Drinking a beer.
You're drinking a beer. No. You and
better
Homer Simpson.
Animals, right?
I'm teasing you, Ed. I'm teasing you.
No, yeah, Super Don. Do I have to put that in my butt? Yeah, thanks a lot, Super Don. Really elevating the discussion here.
A beer enema. I might consider that.
Oh, where have we gone? I'm trying to help kids with ADHD. By the way, there is something. It's real. There's no blood test for it. I mean, yes, there are attention issues. There are hyperactivity issues. But they're nutritional issues. They are gastrointestinal issues. And this article is talking about ADHD and saying, is it masking, potentially, an autism diagnosis? And I'm thinking, if it is, that might be a good thing, only because the suggested treatment for autism is not even a treatment. All of the treatment that they have for autism, according to the official statements, are behavioral modification techniques. No biomedical interventions, no chelation, no detoxification, no repair of gut integrity or gut ecology, officially. If you do that, you know, they'll throw you out as a quackaroony. Say, oh, you're not practicing real medicine because it's not evidence-based. The fact that you parents have dared to observe that removing gluten and casein from the diets of children who have been diagnosed ADHD or into the autism spectrum, how dare you claim that it does anything good? Because we haven't conducted double-blind placebo-controlled studies yet, so y'all are a bunch of unscientific Yahoo parents. You shouldn't be allowed to speak. I mean, that's the insanity of what goes on out there.
No,
ADHD.
Yeah.
ADHD may mask autism in young kids, right? And their only treatment is behavioral. The thing is, if you have ADHD symptoms, severe attention deficit scenarios where you can say, I don't know what it is, but there's something on here. This is not just being a kid. That should be your first sign to not get vaccinated right then and there. Because you're already dealing with neurological issues and gastrointestinal issues that will only be exacerbated with each subsequent shot until you are guaranteeing delivery of your children into the autism spectrum by injection. My allopathic medical monopoly license. Thank you, big government. Thank you, big pharma. Thank you, big media. Not. Now, Op-Ed, you've seen it in your upbringing, these kids that are affected. Thank God, you know, you've survived it. You have an intact liver and excretory system, and that is to your credit, staying young despite a lot of the obstacles that were set in your path as well.
No, absolutely. And I honestly think the reason why they're really mad is we're screwing up their experiment, right? Because that's all this is. It's a mass experiment. When they say that, you know, there is no scientific-based evidence, we are developing that evidence through taking this quackery medicine that they're shoving in our face, right?
Mm-hmm. We're not playing that anymore. And anybody that unplugs from the pharmaceutical matrix is considered an enemy of their state, of their fascist state. That's what we're dealing with. If there is any reality to these natural doctors being taken out, and I don't know, I haven't seen the links. I know it's suspicious, but I you know, that's why I haven't covered it in depth. Other people are digging deeper in that. I am suspicious, I will say that, but I don't have evidence. That's why I'm just not going to talk about it if I don't have evidence other than to acknowledge that something weird's going on. But if they think they're going to slow it down by taking out these natural doctors, you're only going to cause more attention to be placed upon people who have questioned pharmaceutical authority or authoritarians. And you look at this study, it's not even a study, but I mean, the lack of it, now saying gluten-free diet has no benefit for children with autism. We've included in the notes, the show notes that Op-Ed just put up at robertscottbell.com, some interesting information and links to some studies that actually do show a reference point where gluten creates more inflammatory cascades, more allergic responses, especially with leaky gut, and that casein may be difficult for some of these kids to digest and utilize. It's only common sense, but because they haven't got a study that they can point to that says it's a problem, they can still point to drug or psychiatric treatments as corrective. Not corrective, maybe, but palliative. We can suppress them. If none of that works, we'll strap your kid to a gurney and let them suffer. Maybe we'll give them some pain meds. Highly dangerous, highly addictive, highly liver toxic pain meds. Disgust is an understatement. As I look at these stories, this one's reported by Fox News off of the Wall Street Journal, you know, trying to discredit the parents who actually say, you know what, we pulled our kids off of gluten and some of their symptoms have improved or maybe even been removed. And that upsets some folks because that means diet matters. Diet does matter. Food does matter. What you put into the body and what goes out of the body matters, but that doesn't fit the drug theory. It also implicates what might cause the gastrointestinal damage, whether you want to call it gastroparesis in an extreme case or just leaky gut. What are these inflammatory cascades started by? And I argue vaccination A, number one, Hep B shot at birth, and move on from there. And then the first antibiotic to the 10th, to the 100th, destroying like napalm in Vietnam the flora and fauna of the gut. And what do? We recommend that you heal the gut. Oh my gosh, you mean there's not a drug to do that? No, not even aspirin. Not even ibuprofen. These things destroy and damage the gut. I mentioned white willow. That's not even in my protocol, but it can be of some assist for those of you dealing with these mild pains that you think you have to reach for an aspirin. So, I come back to you, Millennial Op-Ed. I ask
well,
you.
It's very powerful. Yeah, it's you hit it right in the head with the, you know, looking at how this is affecting my generation. It's tragic, and it's not even it's disgusting that they would dare to try to go after the gluten-free moon, right? Because it's gaining steam, and then the hubris, right? They think that because they say it's not scientific, that we're going to somehow stop eating gluten-free food. we have our evidence. It's prima facie.
The only thing that will stop us from eating gluten-free food is, you know, if you make it and it tastes like cardboard or behaves like cardboard. That's an issue. It is an issue. And there are people that know how to do gluten-free way better than some of us. But we really do have to look at that until we can heal the gut, and then we can utilize whole grains that contain gluten, but we want to make sure that they haven't been soaked in glyphosate, as we're finding out a lot of the wheat is being soaked to basically ripen it, bring it to market. And there's a lot of other reasons. That's a GMO pesticide. So there's some nasty stuff going on out there. Healing the gut. And listen to this. At the end of this article, the expert's biggest worry about the diet, you know, by not giving them gluten or casein, is that they don't get the necessary nutrients such as calcium and vitamin D. What? Calcium and vitamin D. Calcium
is they're inside, right? Yeah, they're not getting any sunshine. They're in school.
Wow.
For 10 hours a day.
Yeah, exactly. The vitamin D they add to the milk is typically D2, synthetic vitamin D. Not even worth. I mean, it's don't drink milk fortified like that. If you're going to drink milk, it has to be raw from pasture raised animals. And calcium. There are so many ways to get calcium besides milk. It's as if the only food on the planet, according to these experts, is milk. You can't get calcium from anything else. Not in broccoli. It's not in green leafy products, right? We can't call it food. It's only you've got to keep drinking your pasteurized, homogenized, antibiotic milk.
Definitely.
As I said, I'm not against milk, but if you drink it like we do, it's raw, it's real. And you don't have to add vitamin D to it. You let your kids go out in the sunshine. You're living in a topsy-turvy, crazy world, and Op-Ed, I just don't know how your generation is going to fix it. I want them to. At least
we're
be part of the solution.
We're going to look back at these times and be like, man, those were some crazy things that we were dealing with. You know?
Right?
Absolutely bonkers.
But it's like I don't want you to be part of the problem. And part of the problem is those of your generation who have been destroyed and damaged by these vaccines, bright minds here to make transformation of incredible measures. And I think they were targeted. We've talked about this. I think they were targeted, and they are being targeted. If they can't get all the natural doctors and even the regular doctors that are going natural, because inevitably they will, but they won't be able to. Their days are numbered, and they know it, and they're acting like caged animals. That's a dangerous time. That is the dangerous times in which we live. So put your radar on, but do the right thing. Because when you do the right thing, you'll be able to see the danger way before, and you will not be restricted by the vaccines that have destroyed your ability to move about the Earth's cabin. Right? Or we'll have to go up to the International Space Station to get colloidal silver, because it's okay up there, but not down here, according to the FDA. Anyway. Super Don, anything to add before we go to break? I know you've been silent. I just brought our millennial in here.
Well, I'm not a millennial. I'm one of those old farts.
I know. We're the old people. I know.
Relying on, you know, we're counting on you, as they would say in the old airplane movie. Yeah, I don't know. You take a look around and stuff, and what's been going on. I think I did quit sniffing glue too early. But
you read my mind. That's it. So yes. It's the wrong day to stop sniffing glue. Hey, how about, since we've done that and our IQs have dropped, actually we've been elevating them, but I think it is time for a major league moment of duh. I haven't been picking on obese people enough. Evidently yesterday I wasn't hard enough on them or the people who tried to help them. I don't know. We're going to do a moment of duh when we come back. See what. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces, earrings, and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're going to be all over the place. Dallas, Texas, October 2nd through 4th. Mini-Scrapolis, I think the 18th, 19th, and 20th for a Health Freedom Conference. We'll tell you more about a little later. And let's see, what else coming? Oh, 29th of October. Op-Ed, you still coming with me to Tampa? Is that the plan? We're going to be at Abby's Health and Nutrition.
Road trip.
You guys can meet Millennial Super Assistant Producer. Op-Ed is going to be there. We'll miss Super Don, but we'll try to find a way to get out to Austin. And we're going to be close, Dallas, but I don't think I'll have the time to get out to Austin to see you, Super Don. Don't feel slighted.
Maybe I can make it out there. We'll see.
Coffee in tow. No, now he's not coming. I know. He's
coffee in butt?
In toe. In toe. Okay. There's coffee in your toe? What did that happen there? Also, hey, thanks to Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath from Nature of Healing. Nature of Healing. And she sent in some good links on the topic of gluten and removing it from the diet of those who have been diagnosed in the autism spectrum. I guess that's going to upset those who say there's no science to support the removal of gluten from the diet of children. You know, on and on and on it goes, right? The elitist scum of the pharmaceutical establishment. I guess we're not very respectful of them, are we? I don't know. Yeah. I was never very I respected my elders, if you will, but I always questioned things. And, you know, there's a line to walk, I recognize, where you respect authority, but not authoritarians. But, I just have a hard time going, you just got to salute, right? And that's why, I amaze you. I couldn't even do the Boy Scouts. And there's nothing against the Boy Scouts, but I couldn't put on a uniform. It was just too restrictive for me. That just tells you how, I would bleed freedom, if you will. Maybe to an extreme. I don't know. People call me an extremist. I know. But,
you have that leader spirit, Rob. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I can put on a silly hat, though. I can walk funny. I can dance funny. So it's okay. This is great. More science to talk about, if you guys are ready for this. I don't know. I've got some independent responses. I kind of asked off the air if I was being too hard on fat people. And the answer was no, a resounding no. And it really isn't, because what I'm hard on is the doctors who pretend that, you know, fat people are fat because they're eating too much, and that's the only reason. Now, again, granted, there are people that do overeat, but why do they overeat? We covered a story about pre-surgical interventions, you know, stomach stapling or turning your stomach into the size of a peanut or a golf ball or whatever they do, that the obese among us are already suffering from malnutrition. Now, if we're to assess this and go, wait a second, but they are overeating, what's the cause of obesity? We got to figure this thing out. And thank goodness we have science and scientists to lead us to today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by tableware as big as a Volkswagen. The headline reads, Jumbo Portions Lead to Overeating. Yes, a study has confirmed that. Jumbo portions lead to overeating. And all this time, we were just under the impression that jumbo portions would lead you to go, oh, I'm walking away from this table. Portions too big.
No, listen,
gotta go.
Listen, what? We know that it's all about really what you eat, not so much the portion size. However, if you eat a barrel of non-GMO cucumbers, okay?
It ain't so.
It's a barrel of non-GMO cucumbers.
You're consuming more calories. Listen, calories in, calories out. There is some logic to that. It's just not the whole picture.
It's a lot of water weight.
You're telling me that if you eat large portions of food, that you might gain weight?
Yeah, that's what they've concluded. The science is in. And this is coming from the University of Cambridge, right? So it's got to be real. But they're arguing what? What will they argue for, Op-Ed? What will they say we have to do or have to use now to get out of this mess?
You for use the chopsticks. You will put the lads of away.
What the hell
did you say? Chapstick? What will chapstick do?
Chapstick?
What chopsticks?
Chopsticks.
Oh, chopsticks. Yes, use the chopsticks.
Oh,
eat
chopsticks.
Slowly. Yes, that's true. It's good. That was good perspective here, Ed. That's why. He's a brilliant, bright millennial. He gets it. Eat slowly, a little bit at a time, and
that's
even the big
like
portions
a Chinese
won't
French
deceive you.
Me.
I was going for German.
The Chinese French. Chicken. Yeah. The Chinese chicken. All right, we're going to take a break. We got news. We got Stuart Tomp with breaking news about CBD. I'm looking forward to that. Also, the Monsanto money letter to Kevin Fulton of the University of Florida. Boy, he's busted. Power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.